In the Bible, there's some significant numbers. I think 12 is a significant number in the Bible. So some of you will know that we have the 12 tribes of Israel in the Old Testament. We have the 12 spies sent into the land of Canaan initially to discover what it's going to be like before they go in. And of course, we have the 12 disciples. So I think 12, there's other things, but 12 is quite a significant number in the Bible. 7 is a significant number in the Bible. 7 often stands for perfection or completion. And again, we can see in creation, the seventh day was set apart for rest. Joshua marched around Jericho for 7 days, and on the last day, he marched around 7 times with 7 priests blowing 7 trumpets. In the story of Naaman, one of my favorite stories in the Old Testament, Naaman was told to go and bathe in the River Jordan 7 times. Why not once, but 7? And then in Jesus' teachings, when asked, how many times should I forgive? Many of you know Jesus says, 70 times 7. And then even in the book of Revelation, we have 7 churches. So you could say that 7 has a significance in the Bible. 12 has a significance in the Bible. I'm not going to talk about either of those. I'm going to talk about the number 40. The number 40 in the Bible is absolutely everywhere. 40 days, 40 years. There's different stories. Some have 40 days, some 40 years. But the number 40 is significant. For those of you that have been on our Bible course, the number 40 has come up 6 times just in the last couple of sessions. We're only on session 3 this week, aren't we? I think, yeah, we are. And are we on 4 this week? All right. But already, I counted at least 6 times when the number 40 came up. Did you recognise any of them? Yeah, some mumblings. I can hear some mumblings. In the story of Noah, the rain fell for 40 days. 40 nights. Moses hid in the desert. You know, after he killed somebody in Egypt, he ran and hid in the desert for 40 years. Seemingly, in many ways, a failure and unnoticed. Moses also, when he went up Mount Sinai, he was there with the people of Israel. He went up Mount Sinai to meet with God. He was there for 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or water. The spies that searched the land of Canaan, when they went in, the 12 spies that went into the land of Canaan, as the people got to the edge of the promised land, they went in and they searched the land for 40 days. The Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And Goliath presented himself to Israel. He was there shouting and bawling. I think actually this might be this week. But he was shouting and bawling in front of the people of Israel when he was out there. And he did that, the Bible tells us, for 40 days. Can you see how it comes in a lot? There's a lot of significance. There's other stories. The other week we talked about the story of Jonah in church, for those that were here. God gave Nineveh 40 days to repent. Jesus, after he was baptized by John, was led and tempted for 40 days in the wilderness. Jesus remained on earth for 40 days after the resurrection. And again, we're going to think about it for those that are doing the Bible course this week. We're going to look at some of the kings of Israel. We're going to look at Saul and David and Solomon. Funnily enough, all reigned for 40 years. And there's other stories that we can go into. Now, what I want to say to you is that 40 is not a lucky number. There is no such thing as a lucky number. If you've got a lucky number, you're wrong. All right, okay? There's no such thing as a lucky number. Okay? I'm not into that mumbo-jumbo stuff, all right? It's not a secret code. Oh, it's a secret code. What's it telling us? Let's add them together and do this and come up with something a bit random. It's not a secret code. But there is some significance in it. And I want to think a little bit about it today. The first thing, my first point, if you want to call it, I normally have points, is I've just put the words takeaway on my sheet. Because I was watching a YouTube clip talking about these 40-day or 40-year events in the Bible. But what they then did on this YouTube clip, this lady who was speaking, is she took it forward. And she took it forward into day or year 41. So she said this. In the story of Noah, it rained, or the rain fell for 40 days and 40 nights. On day 41, the rain stopped. He said, Moses hid in the desert for 40 years, seemingly a failure, seemingly unnoticed, but on year 41, God called him to rescue the Israelites out of Egypt. Moses was with God on Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or water, but on day 41, he was given the Ten Commandments. The spies searched the land of Canaan for 40 days. On day 41, they came back with the news that it was just as God had promised. The Israelites wandered the wilderness for 40 years, but in year 41, they walked into the promised land. Goliath presented to Israel for 40 days, but on day 41, David defeated him. And when I thought about that, I thought to myself, maybe there's some people here today and it's raining. It's not raining outside at the moment. I'm not talking really about the good old British Manchester weather. But maybe for you, you feel it's raining. Or you feel that you're walking through a desert, a wilderness. It feels a bit dry. It feels a bit, you feel a bit thirsty, a bit empty. There's no real direction. Maybe you feel that you're facing a giant at the moment. Maybe it's a financial giant or a health issue or a relationship issue. And maybe you feel I'm facing these things. They're like giants in my life. Maybe you feel inside that you feel like a failure or that you're unnoticed by God. Perhaps you're holding on to a promise, but wondering, God, when will my promise be fulfilled? And in this YouTube, and that's why I've called my point takeaway, in this YouTube it says, here's the takeaway. The rain will stop. The giant will fall. God still notices you and has plans for you. You will enter your promised land as long as you don't give up. On day 5, on day 20, on day 39, or even day 40, your 41 is coming. You know, a few weeks ago here, Stuart Nixon, a friend of mine, came and shared a message. And he shared a message, didn't he, on keep going. That was his message. And I want to encourage people today again to keep going, but also to keep believing, to keep being faithful, to keep trusting, to keep the faith, to keep holding on, to keep doing the right things by following God's ways, to keep battling sin, to keep coming to church, to keep spending time in God's word, to keep serving. I want to encourage you to keep going with all those things. And in all this, I want to stand with some people today. And I want to pray for your day or for your year 41. I want to pray for some of you for a breakthrough and perhaps a new season. And there will be an opportunity as we come towards the end of our service today to have some prayer. Because maybe today you think, yeah, I just feel I'm going through that wilderness. I'm facing that giant and it's been so long and I want to pray for you today that somehow that you would see your day 41. When I wrote this stuff this week, one of the stories that stood out for me just for a moment, it says one of the stories is when Jesus remained on earth for 40 days after the resurrection. Okay, we know that story. He rose again on the third day. He appeared to his disciples for 40 days. He was with them and he shared with them and he talked to them. He had breakfast with them. All kinds of different things. Day 41, he ascended into heaven. You know, for some people, their day or their year 41 is heaven. But you know what? That will be glorious for you. It really, really will if you keep going. The second thing I want to say to you this morning is this. God can use the 40 days or the 40 years. Don't discount the time that you are in them. And obviously, I'm not necessarily talking exactly about, for you, 40 days or 40 years. What I'm talking about is a period of time when things aren't as you would want them. You're facing a giant. You feel you're in the wilderness. You feel God is not noticing you, whatever it is. I'm talking about a period of time. But what I will say to you is if you are in that time at the moment, don't discount the time. Because they can often be times of teaching and preparing, times of molding and sowing, times of working when God is working, times of growing things like the fruit of patience in your lives, building things like resilience and character and maturity. It's often in those spaces that actually God is doing a different work and he's building into us differently. He's bringing us closer to him. He's molding us in a different way. He's doing a work in our life, perhaps even for something to come. He's shaping us. He's giving us a different maturity in our faith. You could argue that actually those sort of things only come in the kind of 1 to 40 day journey. Through times of testing. We often say, don't we, it's a bit like how a diamond is formed. A diamond is formed under pressure. But something beautiful comes from the pressure. It just may be for us that sometimes in those times of testing, those times of difficulty, those times when we feel things are just not as we want them to be, maybe God is doing something in those times that's creating in us diamond. We saw this, didn't we, in the Bible course, for those that are doing it at the moment. It was for God, when it was for God's people, sorry, after they'd come out of Egypt. God's people had come out of Egypt, they'd crossed the Red Sea, and they'd gone into the desert, and they were there for 40 years. Andrew Ollerton, the leader of the course, put it like this. He said, God had got the people out of Egypt, now it was about getting Egypt out of the people. He was doing a work in them that could only have been done in the desert place, only have been done in the journey, which was hard and difficult. If they were still in Egypt, that work wouldn't have been done. Sometimes God is doing stuff in the journey. God, during the 40 years journey for the people of Israel, he was teaching them, he was preparing them, he was molding them, he was sowing into them, he was doing a work in them, he was building them. He was establishing to them, I am your God, and this is what it means for you to be my people. God was using the journey. At this point in my notes, I put the question, does God take people into the desert? Well, he intentionally did with the people of Israel, and he intentionally did with Jesus. After he was baptized, he took him into the wilderness. The Holy Spirit led him there. So I think sometimes the answer is yes, God can lead us into those places. But even if God has not led us there, perhaps we've wandered there ourselves, I know he can still use the desert place for his will and for his purposes. So if you're feeling somewhere perhaps today in that kind of 1 to 40 journey. You're feeling in a desert place. You're feeling you're facing a giant. Whatever it might be, you feel that God has abandoned you at this time. Where is he? Where are you, God? I need you, but you seem to have disappeared. The rain is falling. Then perhaps even today you might ask God, well, if that's the case, God, what are you teaching me? What are you showing me during this time? It's not wasted for God. And then finally, I want to say this. I know that it can be hard when you're somewhere in that 1 to 40 day or year journey. It's difficult when we're in those places. It's difficult when we're in a place where we just find it hard. Life is hard. Faith is hard. Whatever, it's just hard. There's things going on we'd rather not be going on. whatever it might be, health, relationships, overcome with anxiety or concern, whatever, losing sleep, whatever it might be. It's hard when we're in those places. It can feel like a long time. 40 days feels like a long time. 40 years, my goodness, that would feel like a long time, wouldn't it? What I can't say to you today is this. I can't say that if you were in that place, I don't really know how long you have left in that place. I don't know. When we actually will be your day or year 41, when will that come? And I'm sorry I can't give you that guarantee. Can't say to you, tomorrow everything's going to be sorted. I wish I could. We can pray, and we will do. We'll pray in faith today, and we'll pray all kinds of things, but I can't guarantee when your day 41 will be. But what I do know is this. What I know is that God is still present. How do I know that God is still present? Well, firstly, through my own experience, I know that God is present when things aren't always great. Sometimes you don't always feel it in the space, but when you look back, you know, you can definitely have known it and see it. Sometimes we know it very deeply in the space. I know God is present because I have walked with many other people over the years who have been on a kind of a 1 to 40 journey, who have been in places where it's been difficult for whatever reason around their lives. And I've been able just to share a little bit with them and maybe talk to them, maybe pray with them, and to hear the stories about how they have known the presence of God with them in those places. So I can be confident that God is present. But I think also we can draw from the Bible. And we can draw especially by looking at the people wandering through the wilderness for 40 years. See, they had, what did they have? Do you remember the story if you were in the Bible course? What did they build as they wandered through the desert? Do you remember? Some of you did do this course, didn't you? I think you did. They built a tabernacle, didn't they? They built a tabernacle. The tabernacle was a physical reminder of God's presence with them as they journeyed through the wilderness. That was God just saying, I'm here. I'm here. I know this is not a great place to be, but I'm here with you. Also, God gave his guidance to them. God guided the people of Israel while they were in the wilderness by providing a pillar of cloud through the day and a pillar of fire at night. He guided them. Also, he provided for them. God provided manna and quail to eat, water miraculously from rock. In that desert place, he was their Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. And why was God present with them? Why did God guide them in that place? Why did God provide for them in that place? Why did he do that? Well, simply this, because they belonged to him and he loved them. And that's exactly the same for you and me today. If we belong to him, he loves us. He does. We're his children, the Bible says. We might not have the tabernacle, a tent on our grounds, but what we do have is the church, a place that we can meet together and we can acknowledge that we are in the presence of God. We prayed that already. Yes, we know that God will be with us when we're out walking, when we're at home, because he's omnipresent and he's present wherever we are. But there's something about saying that we can come to a place like this and acknowledge together and meet together in a confidence that we are in the presence of Almighty God. This is our tabernacle of the presence of God. We might not have a pillar of cloud or fire to guide us. Never been, you know, we've got sat navs and stuff like that, but I've never seen a pillar of fire or a pillar of cloud like when the people of Israel were going through the desert. But what we do have is the Word of God. We have the Bible that shows us what God is like, that shows us how we might be his people today in this world. We might not have manna or quail, Have you ever talked to anybody had quail before? Have you had quail? Oh, it's like, is it nice? Tastes like chicken, I presume. I don't know. We might have had, some of us, most of us maybe haven't had manna or quail. Or we've not had water from a rock. Normally we get it from a tap. Those things that God provided for the people of Israel while they were walking through the desert. But what we have is the living water of the Holy Spirit. We have God's power. We have God's strength. We have God's peace. That the promise of his word is that will be within us to provide for us on our journeys. And what we also have is God's promises. God's promise that he will sustain us. God's promise that we can lean on him. God's promise that nothing can separate us, the Bible says, from his love. Nothing can separate us from his love. The promise that he cares for us. The promise that he will carry us. The promise that he will protect us. We have all these things, wherein particularly, that remind us that when we're going through these 1 to 40 places, when it's raining, when it's dry, when the giant is before us, when we feel we're forgotten, these things still always remain. We have our tabernacle of the presence of God. We have his word. We have his life-giving spirit. We have his promises. So I repeat really today. Maybe for some here today, it's raining. Or you feel that you're walking through a desert, a wilderness. You feel a bit dry. You feel a bit thirsty. You have no real direction. You might feel you're facing a giant. It might be financial or health or relationship. Inside, you might feel a failure. You might feel unnoticed by God. Perhaps you're holding on to a promise, but wondering when it might be fulfilled. For some people today, maybe you're on that 1 to 40 journey. And there'll be people who watch this on YouTube. And the reason they're not here today is because they're on that 1 to 40 journey. It's difficult for them. And they've struggled today to be in fellowship with us. So hi. We're talking about you as well. We just want to stand with you today. I want to stand with you today. I want to pray for you today. I want to pray that you know God's presence with you. I want to pray that God will guide you in this space and that he will provide for you. I want to pray that you will keep going. I want to pray that you'll keep believing, keep being faithful, keep trusting, keep the faith, keep holding on, keep doing the right things by following God's ways, keep battling sin, keep coming to church, keep spending time in God's word, keep serving. I want to pray that you'll keep doing those things. Even in that different space. And for some, I want to stand with you and I want to pray for your day 41. I want to pray for your day 41 when the rain stops, when the giant falls, when you step again into the promised land, when there's a new season opens up for you in your faith journey. And so I want to give that opportunity today, and that's why I said to the band, we're going to keep the front bit just a little bit tighter. In the way of our worship, because I want to have some space to pray. You might not want prayer today, but the opportunity is going to be here. But first, before we do, we're just going to sing the song still to remind us that God is here. Please be seated. So like I say, when I put this message together today and I just felt it'd be wrong to not at least give an opportunity for some prayer. Because I know that the life, you know, there are people in this place today. I know there are people that I are in this place that I don't know, but you feel that those things resonate with you. You're in that place of 1 to 40 somewhere. What I mean is that you're on a journey which is difficult, some for whatever reason it might be, relationship, financial, health. You just don't feel right. You feel dry in some ways. You just feel dry. I'm going to say it feels like it's chucking it down, as you know, and it's raining, and you just think, when is it going to stop? Not just in your own life or You feel that you've been that like Moses. I feel for some of you, you feel a bit like Moses who went to the mountain after he killed that person. He killed an Egyptian and he ran. He spent 40 years. He probably thought he'd messed up. That was it for him. He'd failed now. And he spent 40 years just being a bit of a kind of a sheep herder and stuff like that. Thinking maybe, that's it for me. But God still noticed him. He saw him. And God still had plans and purposes for him. God doesn't give up on us. So I just thought today, I'd kind of sort of at least give the opportunity. I asked the band if they'd just put, two or three songs together. And, you can use that space as you want. You can, hopefully you can enjoy the songs and maybe worship. But for some, I'm going to say, do you want to come out and just let's pray with you today? And I realize when I say that, it's always a bit of a thing. Some of you are a bit proud to come. Some of you are a bit, well, not proud, but you find it a bit awkward. We're not going to ask you what's going on. I just want to pray. I want to pray that God will sustain you at this time. I pray that God will provide for you at this time. I pray that God will lead you at this time and break through towards your day 41 when the rain stops, when your promise is fulfilled, when purposes are brought back into your life. And I just want to pray that your giant will fall, whatever that will be. So we're not going to talk, and I'm going to ask people to come forward, and I'll pray with you, but if there's quite a few people, obviously we know that there are people here that are comfortable at praying with others. Maybe we did a training course a few months ago now. If you want prayer, if that was you and you can come and just pray, what we say to people is just rest a hand on them gently and just pray the Holy Spirit. And you don't have to do a big prayer. It's not about you. It's about God. So just put a hand on them, stand with them, pray for them gently. And we just ask the Holy Spirit to fill this place again and fill our lives. The opportunity is there. And I realize to come out, I just can only say go for it if you want to. And you'll know because they'll have that little bit of your heart will be racing a little bit more. You'll start to get a little bit sweaty. You're a little bit more uncomfortable because God's saying, that's you. Come on, let's go. So we're going to worship. And if you'd like prayer during this worship, worship will probably be about 10, 15 minutes probably. So a little bit of time. Enjoy worship. So it could be good not to chat. You might want to stand. You might want to sit. But let's just use the space to just give people opportunities to receive some prayer this morning if you'd like to. That's good. It'd be really good. I think if we all stood to begin with. I think that helps people come out. But if you feel the worship at some point you want to sit down again, then please do that. But let's stand. We're going to worship a little bit more and we're going to give an opportunity for prayer. We're very conscious of the message today that there may be people who are watching this on YouTube, at home perhaps, and you're in that place where you're struggling for whatever reason, and we wanted to pray for you specifically today. So we're going to pray for all those that are not able to be with us in our church building, but still would value some prayer today. So this is our prayer for you in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Lord, I pray, as I prayed for, we've had prayer here today. I pray for all those who are not being able to come today, but are watching, have been able to watch this service message on YouTube. And Lord, you know where they are, what's going on around their lives, what struggles they may be facing. And Lord, we lift them to you. And we pray even now, even as they watch, Lord God, that you would minister to them. That your Holy Spirit would be present with them so powerfully. That you would encourage them today. That you would guide them, protect them, and provide for them in whatever they are facing. And Lord, we pray for victory over their lives. That you would lead them through. You would lead them through the wilderness. You would knock down the giants. That the rain would stop. That they would know that they are your children, that you love them. And so, Lord, wherever they are in their home now or in their car or wherever they're watching, Lord, I pray Lord, that you would be glorified in that moment in their lives, that they would feel an overwhelming sense of your power. That you would bless them, encourage them, lift them again, bring healing, deliverance. You're an amazing God. You're present here on a Sunday in our building, but wherever we are, when we call upon your name, you are there. As these people call upon your name, Lord, may they know you working, setting them free, blessing them today. The testimony would be a tribute and an honor, glorifying your name. And so we ask these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen.